So President Bush held meetings earlier today with Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson and with other cabinet members about, what else, the economy. Afterward, the president spoke with reporters.
This is a tough situation for America, but we'll recover from it. And the first step to recovery is to safeguard our financial system.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving joins me now. The president there talking about how the government is going to bail out Citigroup. How much influence can he have now on economic policy now that he's a lame duck president?
He is still the legal leader of the United States, and these are his officials, Henry Paulson and so on. They are his guys. They are in office because of him. So his influence continues, even though, as I think we've seen over the last several weeks, he is not being terribly active or aggressive about actually wielding any influence. His other influence, of course, is to stand out of the way and let the new team take over.
And he says he will closely cooperate with President-elect Obama. Is he doing that?
They've said they are, but down at the operational level, and the functional level in many of the departments, there are signs that the administration is not being nearly that cooperative, that they're not opening the books, they're not really welcoming people in, and they are trying to burrow, as the expression goes. They're trying to set certain things in place that would remain in place after the administration leaves office and the Obama administration begins. So we do, though, have at the top level pledges of cooperation. There was a telephone call between the president and the president-elect a Sunday night to talk about the Citigroup situation and the plan to rescue Citigroup. So I think at the highest levels, they are operating cordially and showing a certain amount of class, but that doesn't necessarily filter down to all levels of the government.
Well, a lot of people, a lot of economists are saying that there needs to be an economic stimulus plan enacted now, that there's a lot of precious time between now and January 20th when Barack Obama takes office. Is there anything that the president can do in the short term?
You would have to say that the president is doing everything that he thinks is proper to do in the short term. Now, obviously, he could have worked more closely with Congress on some of the bailout ideas, some of the fiscal stimulus ideas. He feels, though, that his particular approach to this has been to give Paulson and Bernanke a very free hand, a lot of money, which he helped push through Congress, and then say, look, you guys do with this the best you can. Improvise, adapt, use the money whatever way you need to save the financial system, to watch out for the AIGs and the Citigroups and people of that nature so that they don't go under and drag the entire credit and financial system, banking system down with them. Mm-hmm. You go back to 1932 and the election of Franklin Roosevelt in another banking crisis. Herbert Hoover was trying to do everything he could but was working with a Congress very much at odds with him. He was a Republican. The Congress then was a Democratic Congress, as now. And he tried to do what he could in a much longer period, because in those days they didn't inaugurate the new president until March. But things remained essentially frozen until FDR came into office. And after he was inaugurated, he immediately declared a 4-day bank holiday and really took control of the situation.
Are we seeing any other areas where Barack Obama is influencing President Bush in terms of policy, aside from the economic situation?
I think arguments will be made in the historical perspective that the Obama position on the Iraq war and gradual withdrawal from the war and agreeing to some sort of timetable with the Iraqis became, in a sense, the Bush administration policy at the end of the Bush administration years. It seems ironic, of course, because the signal moment of Barack Obama's entire presidential candidacy was his decision to oppose the war in Iraq and so on. But one thing we're still watching for very closely is to see whether or not Robert Gates is invited to stay as Secretary of Defense for an interim period. Obviously, it would not be for the full 4 years of a presidential term. But he might stay to smooth the transition between the Bush administration's approach to withdrawing from Iraq and the Obama approach. That has a couple of benefits. It provides consistency and continuity. It also symbolically reinforces the idea that this is withdrawal from Bush's war. It keeps the symbolism of this being Bush's war intact for some period of months.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving, thank you very much.
Thank you, Madeline.